So there's this, there are these commercials for the most interesting man in the world, which are, like the Dos Equis guy. And he,
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, gotcha.
Yeah.
The Dos Equis guy.
Yeah, the Dos Equis guy. And, yeah, so he just does super stupid stuff. Kind of like Chuck Norris jokes, in my opinion. So he said stuff like he speaks fluent, French and Spanish. And then this is the meme that Craig sent me. I don't always herpity der flirpity floopin, but when I do, I hear the schmer her der foomty der shoes flirpity der.
I sent you another thing, Jonathan.
Okay, I'm ready. While Craig is doing that, welcome everybody to Creek Hamsters episode 18. We have absolutely nothing prepared for today, so we're just going to kind of see what happens. Let's see. This is a meme Craig sent me. Not a meme. What do you call this? Just a flowchart?
That's a flowchart right there.
That's a flowchart. The word moist. Are you using it to describe cake or towelettes? If yes. Okay. Cool. Let's eat some of that cake, bro dog. Maybe we can wash up after using these handy towelettes. If no, bro dog, I find that word gross and upsetting. We are no longer bro dogs.
I like that one a lot.
Now I noticed that on the Skype call you guys can only see half of my face. How do you all feel about that?
Tells us that you like to sit really close to the camera.
I do. Why do you think I do that?
Probably because you desire attention, even if it's from electronics. You're one of those guys that would have a video game girlfriend.
I feel like I have had a video game girlfriend before.
Ooh, Japanese!
Man. Wow, there you go,
that's
man.
Not correct. Don't do that.
Ooh, Wookie Wookie!
Why is the video game girlfriend Japanese, Craig?
I don't know. Maybe because my last girlfriend was Japanese. She was Vietnamese.
So that's not right. She's listening, Craig.
No, there's no way she's listening.
Oh, well, you know, at least Vietnam and Japan are touchy.
Yeah.
On the map.
Right next to Alaska.
Right next to Alaska. I can see Japan from my backyard.
I don't want to say who I was talking to the other day, but there was someone I was talking to who, because of how maps are set up over the U.S., he thought Alaska was an island reasonably close to Hawaii.
That's fair.
I agree with Skylar. I think that sounds fair. I couldn't tell you where 25. Hawaii is in relation to... I'm 25.
You don't know where Alaska is?
I know where Alaska is. I don't know where Hawaii is.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I would guess to the left.
To the left of what?
Of...
It'd be more to the west, I think, is what you're shooting for.
Yeah, to the west. To the west of latitude, longitude, null.
Wow.
Study.
So I guess I know two people that don't know where Alaska is, because you don't know where Hawaii is.
If
you
look at the epicenter...
It's called the epiderm.
The epidermis of the world.
This has been a good podcast so far.
What were our topics last week that we didn't cover?
Are we going to go over to the topic that you brought up before?
Yeah.
I want to hear that
one. Yeah, you want to do that one, Craig?
About started off, Skylar.
We don't need to do that.
Like we discussed before we started recording, Jonathan and I would like to know, in your words, why him and I are single still.
Now, I would like a separate explanation for each of us.
Yeah, please do not, like, don't make that
together.
General.
Yeah.
We are unique people. So tell us why we're both failures in our own way.
And then also, after you're done with that, I would like to hear you describe the woman for each of us.
Which we've done before, but it would be nice to hear again. Hear my dream girl.
I would like mine to be different this time, please.
No, I like your previous girl was slightly greasy. I missed that.
Well, that's okay. Well,
let's not skip over the first one, though. So, Skylar, what do you got for us, bud? Who do you want to start with, Jonathan or me? I mean, Jonathan just got a haircut. He's probably feeling pretty good.
I look like an idiot.
looks like he's 12.
I look like an idiot.
You look like you're 12, but you want to look like you're 17. That's what I get from you.
Like, hey guys, can I come hang out with your group?
I can buy rated M for mature games now.
Hey guys, you want to play Halo?
Oh my gosh. Skyler, go ahead.
Yeah, so... My view on relationships is kind of counterintuitive.
Okay.
And probably really frustrating that whenever you're not looking for someone, that's when they turn up. And I don't know very many people who have met the person they're married to by searching for them. They always seem to surprise them, which is odd. I have heard of a couple blind dates that have worked out, though. So,
just off topic, you know what's odd? The fact that it sounds like there's a shower going in the background. For people who are listening to this, they probably think that you guys are recording this
in the shower
in the bathroom together. No,
I'm actually just washing Skyler's feet while we're doing this. So it's called being a servant.
Yeah.
I'm doing it with my hair, which is super weird, but you know,
that's how she did it.
Yeah,
she washed Jesus' feet with her hair.
So Skyler, I feel like you didn't really go into detail of why each of us are.
I agree. I would prefer it if you would just tell me what physical feature of mine is that's repelling.
Oh,
women.
Physical. Damn. It's probably that you have too many abs.
Too many abs.
Yeah. You probably have like a 10-pack, and that's just disturbing.
They're very secret abs. They're hiding.
So Skyler, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, man, the topics are great this week.
I agree, actually. These are some of my favorite topics I've had, so.
Man, it'd be cool to pick some topics next week for sure.
When you're ready, Skyler, we got all day.
We'll skip over the first part and the second part.
Oh, no, I don't feel like you're doing this right.
Can we vote?
Our listeners feel neglected right now.
Yeah, our listeners want to know why... Women don't want to date me, so you...
Cleet wants to know.
Yeah, Cleet wants to know why girls don't like me.
Can't
Cleet probably knows why girls don't like me.
Can't necessarily answer a question that I don't know the answer to.
Think about it real hard and give us what you think might be the answer then. This whole trying to not answer it is super not good. You need to...
Yeah.
I actually don't care if you answer it or not. I'm just enjoying your pain.
Mm. Well, that's probably best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I will move on to describing the types of women that...
All right, do it.
...will fit you both best, in my opinion.
Oh, gosh.
Can you describe their appearance physically as well?
Sure. Yeah, we can take that into account.
What we will each find the most attractive on that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what I'm going to find the most attractive about this girl physically.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that Craig's type of girl is a girl who does not
Jonathan just
Jonathan
implied that she's very smart, right, Jonathan?
Yes.
She's got a lot of thinking power for sure.
Okay. Alright, move on. Sorry.
Yeah. For Craig, it would be a girl who doesn't currently work out, but who is very excited to try new things, so she'll be willing to try working out. Yeah. Also, she will be...
Like working out and licking the blood off of my legs.
Not necessarily. We'll move on to your girl next. I don't think Craig would enjoy that very much.
So wait, that's all I get out of this girl?
No, there's more coming.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, Jonathan wanted, he's saying what he wanted in a girl, which is a woman who really likes...
Oh, Skyler just said she likes new things, so I was jumping on the new thing bandwagon, you know?
Yeah, because new things usually mean licking blood off of someone's leg.
It got dark really fast. It just, this is
Jonathan, he takes sharp turns to the dark side.
Use the false.
Or... Yeah, also she will smile a lot. I predict short and oddly blonde. Which is strange, because I don't know that you've had a blonde girlfriend.
I had. I dated that one girl who was a blonde for a month. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Ponytails a lot.
Mm. So that she,
what was that?
Ponytails.
So that she can work out.
No,
without
just
having
in
to
general.
Do her hair.
She's about the ease of life.
Okay.
And doesn't currently have an interest in board games, but could.
Okay, so I am going to find a girl who is a gym rat but doesn't know it and also is a nerd and doesn't know it.
So he's going to find a girl who doesn't have things in common with him, but when he's done with her, she will.
Yes. And
what is she going to like before? Anything?
She doesn't like things.
Does she like to sit inside and do nothing?
She's kind of a Barbie girl, actually, which is weird. Like, she enjoyed playing with dolls and stuff growing up and pink things.
Well, at least we'll have that in common.
Yeah.
A Barbie doll. I like it. I think you would do well with a Barbie doll, Crick.
I did date a Barbie doll for a while when I was 12.
For some reason, I remember some sort of odd experience with your mom and a Barbie doll.
What?
I don't know why.
Oh, no. Gosh, you're
fine. What happened with Craig's mom?
That's
why
you're not allowed to hang out with my mom when I'm not there.
No, you were there.
Oh,
I feel like
sure.
You were hanging out in your room, and then your mom said something, and you thought it was really awkward, and you got on to her. And I don't think it was awkward to begin with, but you made it awkward.
Well, yeah, because... hard to explain that one.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, though. Oh, well.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not thinking of when she dressed me up like a lady scarecrow for Halloween?
No, I remember that very well.
Of course you do.
She dressed you up like a lady scarecrow?
Yeah, that's when she made me wear high heels to, so it was a Halloween party for our church, and she dressed me up as a lady scarecrow, which means I wore high heels and a training bra and makeup.
Well, yeah, you gotta wear the training
bra. So
that's
what you do to a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Is you ruin it. You just take them apart piece by piece and make them question everything about life.
I mean, the age of 12, how developmental is that in?
That's not a big deal. She just made me think that I had boobs like a woman. So that's fine. That wasn't traumatizing.
Have you ever put on a bra since then?
No, but I did try to breastfeed a baby once. That was a terrible idea.
What?
What?
What do you
mean? Hey, guys.
It was a baby animal, not a...
So it's okay.
That doesn't make it better. That makes it worse. What animal? Was it a cow?
The piglet was a little hungry. Imagine it. Imagine a cute little piggy.
I don't think I want to imagine
that. I'm back in Craig getting some milk.
I don't think I want to imagine that.
And then picture how sad the pig is because it ain't getting him.
Oh
my gosh. Don't pretend to be the pig sucking on my teeth. That's weird.
Okay.
Alright.
Best podcast ever.
Dark turns all over the place.
That was just creepy. It wasn't so dark. It was
okay,
like
so...
blood flickered off the bar. Mine's like trying to feed a baby pig. It's weird, but it's not so dark.
It's dark. There's a baby pig eating a man nipple.
No, I'm trying to feed him so he doesn't die. And then he dies.
That's dark. That's the definition
remember,
of dark.
But that's kind of similar to how Zoidberg started.
I don't know what you just said. What did you say?
Zoidberg.
Yeah, you said it, and I still have no idea.
Wait, is that the same type of thing as Gabria?
I don't think so.
No, Zoidberg
is the.
Why do you sound like you're drunk when you say it?
Yes, I'm drunk.
Well, okay.
What is it, Scott?
It's the show about an Asian set of twins. One is a robot motorcycle, and the other is actually just a man. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, things went awry when their mother died, and their father tried to breastfeed them.
Oh.
One of the babies made it. The other one did not survive the breastfeeding from the father.
And poor little
he got
piglet.
Turned into a robot motorcycle man, so...
Poor little piglet got turned into a robot motorcycle man.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Let that be a lesson to you all.
The lesson I learned is suck from the man so you can be a robot. That's what I heard.
No, you have to fight evil villains for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, that's a good topic. But okay, before we get to that, you tell me, Jorge, what What's my girl going to look like?
I bet our girls are exactly the same. We'll have to fight to the death for them.
Yes. I think your type of girl is Jorge's worst nightmare.
Well,
really?
Maybe the willing to try new things. That's on Jorge's list for sure. But I don't imagine Jorge dating a blonde girl. He likes brunettes a little more.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see him dating a blonde.
Mm-hmm. Not a redhead. That's a little too...
Dated,
I could see a redhead.
Dated a blonde
yeah,
for
dated.
A year and a half, but that's fine. You should keep going, yeah.
Didn't you date a redhead for a while?
No.
I'm pretty sure you dated a redhead for a while. In college for a little bit?
I don't know, the dark turns, they keep coming.
Maybe it was high school. Dude, you definitely dated a redhead in high school.
I don't think so.
You don't remember that?
I know what you're thinking of.
It was for a couple years.
No. Incorrect. There's no one I've dated for a couple of years.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I think we went on trips together.
Okay, don't go down this path.
I think...
It's not safe.
Heck, I think we hung out almost every night for like 2 or 3 years. You sure you didn't date a redhead?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
What? Am I wrong?
Okay.
Jonathan, now's the time.
Anyways,
tell the world.
I think Jorge's ideal girl is the same height as him, maybe 1 inch shorter.
Ooh.
I know. He likes to be challenged every day in life.
So 1 inch shorter is a challenge?
Yes.
It makes him question things a lot more often.
Like what? Question what?
But kissing is much easier. He doesn't have to make much effort in that, which is important to Jorge. He's
yeah,
all about
I like
kissing.
It's a short girl where I have to like either pick them up or bend all the way over.
Because
that's funny.
That's funny. Oh my gosh.
I think that you would enjoy picking a girl up.
Yeah, I do actually.
So, yeah. She's very intellectual.
Mm.
But not to the point that she's arrogant about it.
Okay.
In a humble way, but she can still hold a very intelligent conversation with you.
Okay. So yeah. She is a physical equal in height. She is an intellectual equal.
Yes, and she has experience in areas of drugs and tattoos in the past. Not anymore, but I mean the tattoos are still there. But that's her past.
Question, what is the tattoo of that she has?
Be specific.
And where?
Lizard gecko.
From the Geico commercial. The gecko from Geico.
Maybe. On top of a flower, pink and yellow. And she has, what else? A flower on her foot. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what I would have thought at all. Okay.
I do like that. Those are small things. I could handle those tattoos. I like that. I like flower on the foot. I may get a flower on my foot.
So it'll help you find her.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
She doesn't have much movie knowledge, but she has seen Star Wars and the Jurassic Park movies.
Mm-hmm.
Has she seen Lord of the Rings?
The first one.
Just
what?
What'd she think
Wait,
of it?
Wait, I'm not...
What'd she think of it?
She enjoyed it a lot. She just never had any other reason
to
explore
further
into it.
That screams Jonathan. Jonathan would love to watch the others with her.
She enjoyed the first one, but never had a reason to watch the other two? No. No, 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 no. If you watch the first Lord of the Rings, you watch all the Lord of the Rings.
She's busy. Life's been chaotic.
She's busy? What is she so busy with?
Oh, drugs.
Getting tattoos?
Tattoos?
She's been running back and forth. And
she's been doing that for the last 10 years.
First chance to settle down.
I'm her first chance to settle down. So she's going to come straight off the drugs into my arms.
No, not straight off the drugs. She had a point where she was trying to reset herself back in her home where she was from, but she was still surrounded by the friends that were bad and the drugs, and so she just decided to move to Wichita, Kansas. Currently living with her grandma / taking care of her to try and help out.
Where at?
Wichita.
What street and address?
I don't get that.
Okay.
Okay, but where, you don't know where she lived before either?
Before she lived.
She, Probably Hawaii, since you have no idea where it is.
It's to the left, Craig.
Everything you own in a box to the left.
I don't think she's from Hawaii. That would explain why she hasn't seen the Lord of the Rings movies, though.
Yeah, because she was surfing and riding on volcanoes.
She had her own tour shop. You gotta work if you wanna work.
Oh, yeah, she was working a job so she can get more drugs. One of the two.
Yeah, that Hawaiian drug market.
I bet it's big.
I would say Louisiana.
Louisiana, huh?
Yeah.
She attend Mardi Gras a lot?
No.
Well,
she does she practice, did at any point, did she practice voodoo?
She went to... No.
We're learning way more about yours than mine. This is interesting.
Maybe she
did
go
Barbies
to...
Barbies don't have much backstories. They're just kind of...
I was made in a factory!
Oh, she does like ghosts, though.
What?
Oh, she likes a ghost.
What do you
she
mean she
kids?
Likes ghosts?
She likes the idea of ghosts.
I don't like that.
I told you I was
sorry,
okay.
Buddy.
I don't like that at all.
How
sorry.
She feel about
I don't know how I feel about this girl.
How she feel about Sasquatch?
She's indifferent. She thinks it's funny.
Good, she'll torture you.
So she likes ghosts, but she's indifferent towards a Squatch? That's
yeah.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you know.
No
this
one's
just how it is.
Tell me how you being indifferent towards a Squatch when there's a 12-foot monster standing in front of you that's ready to eat you to death.
If you're a ghost, you can't be eaten by a Sasquatch.
Touche, Craig. Touche.
Just saying.
Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up.
I just want you to know that ghosts win in a fight between Sasquatch. So if you side with the ghosts, they will fight for you.
Well, that was good. We did talk about that for a while. I just found our document from last week. We have a couple of topics we didn't talk about. We could talk about solitary confinement, which we said we would talk about. We could talk about the fact that Halo 5 has no cooperative local co-op.
We already figured out what we're going to do for that, so that's not even a problem anymore.
What are you going to do for it?
Oh, Brandon and I decided we're buying Skyler an Xbox One.
Well,
and
I mean,
whether he opens it or not, that's not on us, but we're buying
thing.
One.
Alienware just came out with their new system, so...
Yeah. Wait, it actually came out finally?
I believe so. That, or they just released that it's coming out soon.
Oh, because they released that information like at least a year ago, and it still wasn't out.
Yeah, the Steam machine...
Is it out now?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now.
Well, it's basically just a computer.
They were advertising about it on Yahoo.
It's even more so a computer than any of the other consoles.
Mm-hmm. But it's pretty well priced for an Alienware computer.
Is it?
Yeah. It's $500.
So is that something that you would want for him?
No.
When we were looking at this...
I have no idea what they have on Steam.
When we were looking at the schematics of it, it was like... Not that impressive at all. It was not better than an Xbox. It was the same as an Xbox One as far as everything
did. Yeah, there's several. The thing they just came out with is called, and I saw those trailers too, Jorge. It's called an Alienware Area 51.
Clever.
And it looks super sleek and cool. It's the one that kind of looks like a triangle, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I think it was just a square.
Oh, the Alienware Alpha?
Probably.
The one that's $500.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get something called an X51 that looks like it's better for
$3,000?
No, for $200 more.
Oh.
Oh.
Sounds like commitment.
So $700.
$500 is a pretty good commitment as well.
But the one thing that I saw was only, it's only $16.99.
Oh.
To start with. Yeah, that's incredible. Anyway, so you're going to buy it. How real is that, Craig? Because you've been saying that for many years that you're going to buy Jorge an Xbox One.
How many what?
I said, how legitimate is that? That you're going to buy Skyler
No, we're definitely... Graydon and I talked about it. We've decided.
Yeah. Is
so.
Is that real? Now, why is Skylar getting off the screen? Is he going to shower now?
No, he... I saw what I thought was flashing lights coming in from the blinds. And he gave me the thumbs up, so either the police aren't coming into our house,
or
we're all gonna die.
We can pretty much assume they're always going past our house. A couple houses
But was there a cop out there?
No, not that I saw.
I see flashing lights, I'm not crazy. Like, they're clearly... there's a light flickering over there.
You're probably right.
Sorry, the curiosity makes, obviously, the podcast go to second place.
You should... you should go try and touch the light.
Oh, maybe it's, maybe it's one of the machines over here and it's actually coming from inside. I bet that's what it is. I bet there's just a flashing light in our living room. Hold on, folks. Let's stay tuned. It's probably a flashing light from over there. Am I right? Or
yeah.
Is it a light outside?
No. Am I right?
There's nothing going on out there.
Perfect. No cops. Light inside. Well done, everyone. They didn't find their drugs.
We did it.
Jonathan, by the way, we've been hiding your girlfriend's drugs in her house.
What? Oh, my future wife's drugs.
Yeah, what is her name, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't have a name.
You don't have a name? You know everything else about her? You know the tattoo she has, but you don't know her name?
Starts with a V. What do you want?
Starts with a V.
It starts with a V?
I bet it's Vanilla.
She's
a bad
girl.
I bet it's Vixen.
I actually bet it's Victor. Surprise, you like dudes.
How do you think that she's so open to trying new things? She's got an interesting name. Made her want to explore the world a lot more.
Victor makes you really explore a lot of things.
I don't think so. I don't know about Victor.
Vanessa? Victoria?
Not Victoria.
Veronica? Veronica Mars? I'll date Veronica Mars.
She's blonde. She's out.
Oh, sorry about you. We're looking for a brunette. What about Vivian?
Yeah.
No, Jorge will purposefully find a blonde because we told him no.
That's true. I'm going to find a blonde.
Yeah, he's going back to Ginger for sure.
Howdy, Ginger!
There it is.
I haven't watched that in so long. I need to watch that again.
Agreed.
Alright, and then the other thing that I thought of while you were talking, Jorge, that you made me think of was that, did you guys see the thing about the USA challenging Japan to a giant robot contest?
No.
Fighting contest? So, from what I understand, and I didn't read a lot on this, from what I understand, some company in the United States sent some company in Japan a video of their war robot they've been working on, and it just looks like a giant robot with a bunch of guns on the front, and Japan responded by saying, "Yes, we will fight." And then they called us idiots because all we did was made a big robot and put a bunch of guns on the front. And they called us stupid and said they wanted to fight us in melee combat with the robots. So now we're having giant robot melee contest with Japan.
That'd be sick.
They're in trouble because we have some really cool robots over here.
I feel like Japan is known for giant fighting robots.
Maybe. But
yeah, but those are always in costume, and it takes five people to form them. So
Japan's robot only has... each team only already has their robot. Japan's robot only takes one person to remote control, and ours takes two.
Oh. I'm talking about one that doesn't take a remote control.
Those both seem like really weak Megazords, honestly.
It can run through the woods, Jorge.
Which
it's
one has
awesome.
The flute that calls...
What are you talking about? It can run through the woods. What can
it
run
through,
the
woods? It's incredible.
What are you talking about?
Skylar's
actually
a robot
they've been working on. Here in the U.S.
Did you know that Skylar's choice of weapon as a robot is still a baseball bat?
And they have one. It's super fast. And they also have one that's slow that carries the army men's packs for them.
Whoa.
It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should... People should design a robot to help youth ministers. What would a robot who helps youth ministers do?
Connect with children. LOL, JK.
Tell me about your home life.
YOLO. Do you know what YOLO stands for?
Yeah. It's like yellow, but in...
You don't know what YOLO stands?
But in Russian.
YOLO.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if I know your meaning for it, but...
No, YOLO.
YOLO or YOLO?
YOLO. Do you know what it means?
YOLO. YOLO.
Yeah.
YOLO.
What does it mean?
Well, I mean, the meaning I'm thinking of is you only live once.
Yep. YOLO.
Now, Jorge, when you said, I don't know what your meaning for it is, what did you think Craig's meaning for it might be?
Craig works out. I don't know what they do when they go to the
gym. You
GNC.
Know, YOLO.
Craig, have you ever found yourself yelling YOLO while doing reps at the gym? While doing
no,
sets?
But I have found myself yelling YOLO while I'm on the squatty potty. YOLO!
Yeah, I was trying to... Some of my teens were trying to teach me some of the new slang words last week. Do your teens
like,
say... I'm sure they do bae.
Yeah.
Bae.
I don't like that one.
I'm not a big fan of bae.
I'm trying to remember what
it's not even for short for anything.
No, it is short for something. Well, it's abbreviation.
For babe?
No, it's... Oh, gosh. Well, I'll have to look it up. Give me a second. But
did
it means something.
Did you find that YouTube video that I put in the list? I did.
What was it? Did you hide a YouTube video?
Oh, I had a couple in there. They're pretty good.
Well...
Oh, also, bae in German means poop, so you can tell your kids that. But bae stands for before anyone else.
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense. I thought it just sounded retarded.
So it's B period, A period, E period.
No, yeah, B-A-E is bae.
With the periods.
No, well, you don't actually type that in.
But it's just implied that there are periods there because
yes.
That's the correct way to do it.
Yes.
Okay. What about bet? Do people say bet?
Yeah, I had one kid who said that. That was like 3 years ago, though.
One kid said that to me, and I wanted to slap him in the face.
What'd you say, like... What'd you say?
I said, hey, you want to go see a movie? And he said, bet. And then I just backhanded him right there.
What a stupid thing to say. Why would you say bet to that?
Well, I found out the teams have been trying to explain it to me for the last year, because I think it sounds so stupid. Why don't you just say yep? Or yes, or
no,
something.
No, bet means like, bet I do or bet I don't. You do, bet I don't. That's why
I learned.
Bet.
It's short for you bet.
You betcha.
It's just, you take the...
Not what our teams meant by it. They actually, like, challenge you as a bet to either what you're saying or what they're saying. Typically what you're saying. So you'll say, like, want to go to McDonald's, and they'll be like, bet we do or bet we don't. That's why they'll say bet.
But then it could mean two things. So if you said, do you want to go to McDonald's, and they said, bet, you've learned nothing.
Sure.
I know, it doesn't really make sense, but that's how it was described to me.
I don't think that can be right.
Well, that's what I was told.
New hope.
So dope.
Mm. Moist.
Oh, yeah, that's what I named our youth group.
Moist?
We're the Moist Towelettes.
Oh.
We also have the chant. Which is you shout moist three times, so... Moist, moist, moist! And then the fourth time, you whisper it.
Moist,
moist, moist! Moist. And I wanted to get a used moist towelette as the picture of the shirt. And then Fleet challenged me by saying, Craig, that has no spiritual reference. And I said, false. Because we're so dirty that Jesus comes in like a moist towelette and cleans us up. And so I wanted to have a picture of Jesus holding a dirty moist towelette. I wanted that to be our youth group. We're the moist towelettes. We're to clean up the world.
I like it.
Yeah.
No
one else did.
I think it sounds good.
I had one youth group kid who was like, yeah, let's do it. Moist all the way.
We are the moist towelettes.
I don't know why, but I also told him, like, on the shirt it would have our chant, and in all the yelling of moist, it would be big white letters, and then the whisper would be in red like blood. Moist, moist, moist.
How come what Craig's saying right now is not dark, but what I say about
it's
drinking blood
dark.
Off people's legs?
It's creepy. It's not dark.
Mine was just creepy, too. There's nothing dark
no.
about eating people's
yeah,
blood off their legs.
Is, oh, my gosh. That's dark. It's twisted and dark. Mine's just to confuse the mind.
Sometimes.
Like, why would he say that? Mine's to make you feel uncomfortable. That's how mine works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this picture. I'll send you a picture, and that'll show you how my words make people feel.
Okay.
Sounds not very safe.
But it's already happening. We can't do it. Audience, if you will text me your numbers, I will do the same for you. I'll send you this picture.
Okay, Craig, give your number out so they can text you.
Yeah, let me do that real quick. Hold on. I'll pull it up. It is...
Sorry, I had to cut the audio because Craig shared my phone number.
What phone number? You mean 405? Listen,
yeah.
Listen, folks, we got the area code. If you stay tuned, each episode I'll give you one more number to use.
Whoa, Craig, cool picture.
What is it, Jonathan?
It's you getting real excited about something.
Probably Hot Pockets. It's me when I was fat, so.
Hot Pockets.
I'm covered in sweat. This is a picture of Cam. I'm covered in sweat. I'm biting my bottom lip, and I look like there's a army of pizza that we have to defeat, and there's only one name for the job. That's the face. I'm just like, I'm ready.
Is this how you motivate yourself to continue working out, is you look at pictures of yourself?
Yeah, actually, I have that picture tattooed on my arm to remind me of obesity. Actually, we have a group text at work, and I just sent that to our group text, and my boss's boss replied with, "Craig, you're my new best friend," after I sent that picture. Oh, he also said holy S-word before. Said holy S-word, and then,
that
"Craig,
word,
you're my new best friend."
That word's not holy.
Agreed. Well, you don't know what the S word is. It could be any word that starts with S.
Holy Savior.
Yeah, and a Savior would be holy. Or it could be the S word, silly. Holy silly.
Still not holy.
I don't know. Silly things could be holy.
Give me
like a child laughing.
That's not
holy.
That's Satan's work.
Ooh.
Children should not laugh. They should be disciplined.
Where in the Bible
and
does it
be
say
working
that children
on
shouldn't laugh? I feel like it's in Matthew somewhere.
Yeah, mostly in Matthew.
When my boss likes to make up things in the Bible because he knows that I read the Bible, I'll say 2 Matthew. And say, in 2 Matthew, Craig, it says to listen to me, so shut up. That's what I'll say. I'll say, oh, okay.
He's a very nice man.
He's nice.
I like your boss. He sounds fun.
His name is Zach Mills. Go ahead and look him up on Facebook, everyone. He also told me he would listen to this podcast.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said he'll listen to our podcast. I bet he'll never make it this far. So, Mills, if you make it this far, give me the signal by... Oh, gosh.
Pat yourself on the head.
Be our first commenter on our blog.
Oh, Mills, you can comment. Holy cow.
And what's our website so you can get there, Jorge?
BigHamsters.wordpress.com
/TV/funtime. .wordpress.com.
.org.
.net. At AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, I've got to get this podcast episode uploaded before I go.
To camp?
Oh, no.
Campers?
Jorge, have you gotten your bus stuff figured out for getting here?
Indeed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you making him take a bus?
That's what I do. I wanted to.
You have a 2012 Ford Focus. It's literally designed to pick up Skyler from Oklahoma and go back to Kansas.
He's going
to
be so busy.
Oh,
he has one lesson out of 20 done.
All right, hold on. Let me go ahead and roll my eyes. Okay, done. I will do all of your lessons.
I like the bus. Who knows
your
answer? Has
any of your kids ever seen Full House?
No.
Okay, there's like 300 episodes, a.k.a. 300 lessons for them.
I remember at Zenith last year, on the last day, somehow the schedule worked out where teenagers came back to your class, like your first class came back to you, and they told you just to kind of do something fun. So my group, we watched Boy Meets World.
Corey loves that show.
Yeah, he does. I know. Well, Jorge, you want to talk about solitary confinement?
We could, or you could tell us how your mission trip went last week.
Oh.
We haven't heard about that yet.
It was good. It was fine.
Where'd you go?
There's nothing exciting to tell there, so I want to talk about solitary confinement.
Where did you go?
We went to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Did she try to have sex with you?
That's an interesting question, but no.
Oh, then my trip is better. Uh-huh. Didn't I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did. I forgot, though. That's funny. Yes.
I don't know why that makes it better, but my trip is better. I see it as both genders find me attractive, so I win.
Hmm. Or neither gender finds you attractive and only the people in between.
There are people in between?
Yeah, the people who
I feel like you're looking at the cup half empty, Jonathan. I don't like that lifestyle. I like the cup half full.
Maybe you gotta fill the cup halfway then.
Cup is filled halfway.
This is a stupid conversation. I don't want to have this. Okay, Jorge, solitary confinement. Give us an give us a summary of what you had Craig and I listen to.
Okay. Well, you're asking why does this matter? What? Where is this? Where did I find it in the news? There is a, or was, a guy named Khalif, and he was put in the New York Island Jail.
Okay.
For, being accused of stealing a backpack. He was in there for 3 years, and they never tried him, and the one witness disappeared.
Okay.
So, he was in there for 3 years, claiming innocence, and two of those years he spent in solitary confinement, where he was alone for 23 hours out of every day.
What?
For two of those years. Anyways, they made a big deal out of this, which is good. We should be hearing about stuff like this, but he was released. He went in at 16 years of age, and he came out, and then he tried to go back into society after being released from solitary confinement straight into the normal world, and he started out really well. I mean, he was still traumatized and mentally hurt from all of the solitary and things like that,
yeah.
But he got his GED and finished that up, and then he started going to a community college. But he ended up hanging himself in his family's backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so people have been making a big deal about how many kids and just people in general are hurt by solitary confinement, and how a lot of prisons in the U.S. are using this as a method of imprisonment, and just why they would use this at all is
yeah.
the question. So. Yeah. The best way to put this in a discussion form is if that is not a good solution for discipline, what is? Is there better? And why is that such a poor solution for discipline?
Yeah.
What reasons could that be a bad solution for it?
Yeah.
Maybe that makes sense.
So,
and you can break it down to the most simple level of even how do we discipline children in a way that's constructive and not destructive.
So how should we discipline people if we aren't allowed to use solitary confinement?
Or you can. What's your reasoning and why? We have a lot of people going to jail all the time. Are we doing the right thing with the way this is right now?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't thought about this before. I think my initial reaction is that to me it feels like jail is purposed to punish people and to separate them from society. So separate people that we find dangerous from society. It is not built to benefit the people inside of its system. It's not built to rehabilitate them. The system is not designed to benefit them and enable them to live healthy lives once they leave. I think that there are things that people have tried to add to it, and this is someone who's speaking who's totally uneducated, so I could be wrong, but my perception is that people might have tried to add various activities that they can do that rehabilitate people, but since that's not the foundational purpose of these systems, then that's probably not what's going to happen. So ultimately, I guess what I think would be better, and I don't know what it would look like, would be a system built around the idea of taking broken people and rehabilitating them rather than taking broken people and separating them and putting them in a society with other broken people and hoping that they just go away.
Be looking more long term. Maybe we're a little too short-sighted and just trying to fix the problem as it sits in the moment and not really worry about what happens whenever the people get out.
Yeah, I think so.
I just think that in that case that it was too much of an extreme. 23 out of the 24 hours of solitary confinement is just too much. But I do think it's actually a good source of punishment. I just think that's way far beyond what's acceptable.
Okay. So you think there are situations when solitary is a good solution for
mm-hmm.
discipline?
Yeah, I most definitely do. And what do I know? It's not like I've looked into it and I can say I know for sure, but
mm-hmm.
it does sound like a good way that someone can be punished without really harming others.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's part of why they're being separated from others is because they harm others. So.
And why do parents usually do that, right? Parents put kids in time out and put them off by themselves in a corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's their reasoning usually?
Yeah, that's for punishment. But the purpose of that punishment with the adult is to train the child not to do it again. And the purpose of jail, I do not think anyone within that system is truly concerned whether the person does it again. I think they're concerned with making sure the person suffers for what they did. I think it's more about revenge than it is about punishment. And I think they're also concerned with just separating them from society so they can't do it again rather than training them not to. Does that make sense? So I guess I think that we are too concerned with revenge rather than training in a classical conditioning style. So I don't know. I would say it would be more beneficial to focus on rehabilitating and helping them rather than punishing them.
Yeah. Yeah. They delivered all this news about this one case brought up a whole bunch of other cases where men had been in solitary for 40 years in jail and things like that. And there's a lot of really hard stories. But something cool is that some of our wardens and just people who run the prisons were sent over to Germany to observe the way they run prisons over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely different from how we do things here. And it's very positive. And they give the prisoners, they reward them for doing the right thing.
Huh.
As opposed to it being a disciplinary system, they get more freedom and more benefits the better they do. The closer to a functioning person in society they become.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And I understand why a lot of people are nervous about that, but their crime rate has dropped a ton, and it's actually helped the amount of people who end up going back into prison is so much lower.
Sure.
And so it's really neat, and I really hope that our prison systems manage to get on top of something similar to that.
Sure. That does sound really cool.
And I can understand how that would be good because you're showing them the benefit of, well, living in a positive life instead of harming others or doing wrong to others. But also as people with the want for justice and demanding judgment, it's going to be hard for us to want to do good things for people that have done wrong, especially when they're accused by the masses of doing something wrong. So it would be a hard switch, even if it would be good and beneficial for everyone. It would be a hard switch because a lot of people just want others to be punished for their crimes. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the death penalty is a very good reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyways, that was my topic. That was just something that I tossed around in my brain for a little while.
That was very good. Okay, do either of you have any other topics you would like to discuss for this podcast?
So Jonathan and I are still curious.
No.
In your opinion, why we are single? So when you're ready, go ahead.
Yeah.
Probably because that right girl just doesn't come around yet.
No, that's.
You gotta work through.
No,
all
what
the
about us?
Others first.
Craig's found a lot of the ones. Remember that scene in Flight of the Conchords, Jorge, How many of the ones do you get? Probably about 5. It's probably a lot of the ones, Craig.
So real quick, Skyler.
Craig, how many of the ones do you think you've met so far?
The ones?
Uh-huh.
I think out of the amount I've told you, 2 out of all the girls I've dated, which is like 5 maybe. Have I dated 5 even? 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, 50% of the girls. Well, one of them I was young and didn't understand a lot of things still, but I mean, past that, I honestly thought one was going to work out. So one was just being naive, and the other, I genuinely thought something was going to come from it. So, to be fair, Jonathan.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was... Never mind, I'll tell you after we're done recording.
Okay.
All right, well, very good. That's a good way to end the podcast this week. We won't be here next week unless Craig wants to do the podcast by himself, which is totally reasonable and fine. Skyler and I will both be at camp. So, 2 weeks. Bye-bye.